Yeah. This is God and Fishing. Fish and Frank here. I'm the fishing part. Pastor Donnie over there, he's the God part. Captain Barry, he's kind of the middle part. Let's see. You know, it's funny, but, you know, we play this song at the beginning all the time, you know, at the end, you know, Louis Armstrong and Bing Crosby, and they're talking about hoeing and, you know, you left your row undone.
Yeah.
How many people do you think really know what that means?
I would say in this day and age, less than probably 20% of the people.
Yeah. I mean, when you know, it's just a great song, you know, gone fishing, but if you actually start thinking about the words in it, they're supposed to be out there hoeing the garden, getting the weeds out of the garden, yep, and doing all that, and decides to go fishing instead.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, you know, crossed my mind, how many people would actually understand the lyrics?
Just for the record, Frank, Stormy, you know, the wife, when she heard the song, she was like, did they just say they went hoeing? Did they just pick up some hoes? I said, no, not like that. No, they're working the garden. But then they decided, might as well go fishing.
Yeah. Not many people will farm as much as they did back in the day either. So, yeah, like you said, I don't think people would pick up on it either.
Farming's not as cool as
with a hoe. That's personal garden. That's because you're out there, you know, hand cutting weeds out, you know. Yeah. I did that a lot growing up.
Yeah. Yep. Potatoes. Lots of potatoes. Green beans.
My dad decided corn. For about 2 years he was going to have a garden, so mom and dad decided. So that meant we got to go out and, you know, keep everything together.
Yeah.
It's funny how your parents decide, we're going to grow a garden. In other words, get your butt out there and weed it, you know.
I think it was a way to invent a way to get your kids outside. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, that was no problem.
Yeah.
But it was a way to get us to stay by the house.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's another way, yeah.
So, anyway, here's the challenge of the day for you, Pastor Donnie. How do we turn gardening, fishing, all that into a prayer?
Well, you know, it's always God's nature, so let's get this going. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your time and this opportunity to fellowship with one another. And hopefully, Father, spread some good news. And Father, whatever our reason is to be out in your nature, your world, Father, we just ask you to bless it and provide all of our needs so that we can enjoy and use what you give us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, that was pretty good. Tying in nature and all that. Yeah, yeah, gardening. Well,
I like gardening. I actually enjoy it. My wife, she did 76 tomato plants. I do not recommend to do that ever again.
What do you do with? That's like
we gave it away as much as we possibly
500
could.
Tomatoes or something.
I was gonna say that's like averaging what? How many per plant times how much average?
Well, she did a variety because she thought that would be a funny thing to do. So she did a variety, but the Tommy Toes we like a lot, so I would just go by and eat them, you know. But then it got to be a nuisance. It was like, dear God, we got a lot. Mm. So when God gives you, he blesses you. And so we ended up taking it to the produce stand, and I was like, can you guys use tomatoes? And I was like, yeah, how much you want to sell them for? And I was like, no. We're giving it away. You guys can do with it whatever you want to because we have abundance of it. Yeah, we'll take a few. And I opened up the bed of the truck, and it was like, oh, dear God, you sure you don't want to pay for this? I was like, no. And you can have the plants, too. I mean, they're still producing. So, yeah, it was pretty fun. But yeah. I love doing that. I love hunting. I love fishing. Nature is awesome.
Well, speaking of fishing, you've been out recently.
Yes, sir. We actually went out on Saturday. Big time out on the water on Saturday. It was the last weekend here in Florida for snapper season this year for the big reds. Thank God. The
Reds, just to clarify. I wouldn't say
yeah, the American Reds. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the state decided to get open up for the last weekend, so we went
that
out
was
there.
Because of the tropical storm / hurricane that went through, and it was kind of funny because it said, Governor, whatever his name is, you know, Governor this, you know, and FWC, you know.
Yeah.
That was funny, but boy, the governor wanted a lot of press about that. I'm going to give you another weekend of red snapper fishing.
Yeah, it's good press. It's good PR, especially, you know, time for election. If you want the fishing people to, you know, reelect you, yeah, it's how you throw a bone after.
It's a weekend of free fishing. Not free, but, I mean, at least opening the season for those American reds that everyone loves to target.
It's an absolutely gorgeous fish. It's a lot of fun to target, especially if you go light to medium tackle. Dad loves them. They're one of the better eating fish out there.
All right, you just bought them a rod. Have you had a chance to use it?
That's the one we used.
How was it?
It was great until I lost the hooks.